This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the stories of the prophets. And we are still with the story of Yusuf عليه السلام. So we're episode number 23. And session number 6. Session number 6. Episode number 23. All with the stories of the prophets. And we've been with story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Prophet Yusuf, for the past 5 lectures. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we're session number 6. I'll just give a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah. And then we'll carry on, bi-idhnillah. People are taking their time to join. It's Monday, I guess. But just allow me to give a minute, inshallah. And then we'll carry on, bi-idhnillah. I hope you're all doing great, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless you all. Barakallahu feekum. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Him to grant you all success in this life and the life of the hereafter, inshallah. Very soon, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be welcoming the most beautiful days or the best days in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, the days of the Hijjah, right? Very soon, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be welcoming these beautiful, amazing days. And we should all take advantage, inshallah ta'ala, to take advantage of these opportunities that alhamdulillah, that we're blessed with, regardless of what goes on in our lives, regardless of the troubles or the hardship that we go through. But subhanallah, Allahumma lakal hamd, the blessings of Allah are numerous, and we won't be able to enumerate them. So my brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, I hope and I pray that we will all take advantage of these blessed days coming up soon, inshallah ta'ala. The days of Hajj, subhanallah, there is no Hajj, but there is still the effect. There is still the, we long for that journey. All of us long for that journey. Hajj has been suspended this year, but alhamdulillah, Rabb al-Hajj is always there. The Lord of al-Hajj is always there, right? So Allahumma lak al-hamd. And also, like I said, the celebration of the first 10 days of the Hijjah, which are even better than the days of Ramadan, according to alhamdulillah, the ahadith of the Prophet, and these days of the Hijjah are way better. In fact, the best days in the entire world. My brothers and sisters, we're back into the stories of the prophets. And this is episode number 22 and 23. And we are with session number 6, talking about the stories of Yusuf alayhi salam. We've been deriving a lot of lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So let me a quick review of what we did last Friday. This lady, the wife of the minister of Egypt, she sought to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam, where she locked all the doors and then she called him. And Allah Azza wa Jal beautifully describes that scene in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون ولقد همت به وهم بها لولا أن رأى برهان ربه كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن أو عذاب أليم قال هي راودتني عن نفسي وشهد شاهد من أهلها إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين وإن كان قميصه قد من دبر فكذبت وهو من الصادقين فلما رأى قميصه قد من دبر قال إنه من كيدكن إن كيدكن عظيم يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين. So this wife, this lady, who sought to seduce Yusuf, this is the wife of the most powerful man, you know, in Egypt. He's the Aziz of the Egypt of Egypt. She sought to seduce him, and then she locked the doors. وغلقتي, you know, غلق, you know, this is another beautiful, you know, note here. The when you say in Arabic, close the door, you just say أغلق, أغلق الباب, you know, close the door. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وغلقتي, you know, this is like with an emphasis, meaning أهل العلم, you know, the tafsir, they explain that subhanAllah, she did not only lock one door. She locked so many doors. In fact, some of the tafsir, they said 7 doors. You know, so many doors. The doors of the palace, the doors of the pavilion, the doors of the chamber, the doors of the room, the doors of whatever. You know, there's so many doors. So she locked all those doors and then she told him, I'm all yours. And we mentioned last week, my brothers and sisters, this lady, when she sought to seduce Yusuf, all the instruments of temptation were present. All the instruments of temptations were present, meaning Yusuf, if you were to talk about Yusuf. We counted about 10, you know, 10 instruments or techniques of temptations. We talked about the fact that Yusuf was young, shab, you know, he was young. And he was single, azab, he was single. He was a stranger, nobody knows him, he's a stranger. If he was to fall into that crime, you know, into that immoral act, you know, nobody knows him. He's a stranger. That's number 3. Number 4. قوي, he was strong, you know, بلغ أشده. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أشده, when he reached his full, you know, maturity, you know, his prime age. And we said last week that prime age, according to another ayah from the Quran, is when a man reaches his 40s, right? When a man is in his 40s, that's when he reaches, subhanAllah, his full maturity. So he's strong, that's number 4. Number 5, he's abd, he's a slave, right? He's a slave. Number 6, he's alone, he has no suhbah. You know, he has no, if there was friends, you know, friends, they could, if there was, you know, 2 people or 3 or whatnot, they could, you know, advise one another. They could, you know, try to help one another, but he's alone. So, you know, again, another easy way of committing this immoral, you know, insolent act. She was very beautiful, this lady. And we mentioned last week that this man, how did we know that she was beautiful? Because this man, you know, the king, the minister of finance, he's not going to marry any woman. I'm sure he must have married a very, very beautiful lady. So she was very beautiful. And she had power. She had authority, right? She had power and authority. And it was not outside in the streets or in public, but it was, you know, in the palace, inside, in her chamber. And she locked all the doors, right? She locked all the doors. So all these instruments of temptations were present, astaghfirullah, for Yusuf to, you know, to commit that immoral act. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Yusuf alayhi salam. She, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they had desires on one another. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. She had desires for him, and he had also desires for her. they both had desires for one another. لولا أن رأى برهان ربه. You know, he's a man after all. And he, like I said, young, he has, you know, beautiful, handsome, strong, single. يعني can easily fall into something like that, into that trap. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he had desires for her as well. لولا أن رأى برهان ربه. If it was not, you know, if has not seen the, you know, the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him with, otherwise he would have committed that immoral act. My brothers and sisters, this reminds me of the story of Abdullah ibn Hudafa al-Suhami. It's an amazing story that this it happened in the era of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Right? Umar ibn al-Khattab. So are you ready to listen to this amazing story of the Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Hudafa al-Suhami in the era of Umar ibn al-Khattab? You know, when Umar was the Amir. So are you sisters and brothers ready to hear this? Because now we can start. This is just a quick preview. Now let us start. So, but you have to tell me if you're ready so I can move on with my story of Abdullah. Abdullah ibn Hudafa. Yes? Yalla Yasmin al-Munazza al-Majwa. Yalla ya bismillah. Yalla gulu bismillah. Shahnaz Kabir. Humaira. Okay. Yalla bismillah. طيب. Azakum Allah khair for the hearts. I love them. Barakallahu feekum. So, brothers and sisters, there was this Bismillah. There was this the Sahaba, they got caught as prisoners of war, you know, by the Romans, right? By the Romans, and their leader, you know, the leader of the Muslims at the time, you know, in this the army, was this man by the name of Abdullah ibn Hudafa, very well known Sahabi. So the Caesar, Qaisar, you know, he brought them. And then, you know, it's a long story. I'm going to just try to summarize it for you. He tried to threaten Abdullah. He says, if you were to, you know, leave your religion and embrace mine, I will share with you, you know, my kingdom. And then initially says, you can be my partner, I will share with you my kingdom, you know, so he tried to give him some power. And then, you know, of course, you know, Abdullah ibn Hudafa, he says, if you were to give me the entire world and whatever it contains, I would never, you know, of course, you know, change my religion. So he threatens to kill him. But he brought, you know, one of his friend, one of his, you know, brothers that were with him in the, you know, from the soldiers, he brought him before his eyes into this very hot, you know, pit of very, very hot water. And then he threw him into it. You know, he threw him in there before his eyes. And then he saw his brother being killed, dying. You know, the bones came up into the surface. You know, they saw how, you know, that brutal method, you know, to kill one of his brothers, to scare him. So and then he asked him, are you ready to denounce your religion? He says, I'm not going to denounce my religion. I will never denounce my religion. So they said, okay, kill him. Yalla, kill him. So as they brought him to drop him as well and to kill him, he shed a tear. So they told the king, he's, you know, from the Romans, they said, he's crying. Maybe he's scared. Maybe he will denounce his religion. So he called him. He says, are you ready to denounce your religion? He says, no. He says, then why are you crying? He says, I cried because it's only one soul that will die. He says, I wish I had as many souls as the number of hair in my head to die all one after another for the sake of Allah. Allahu Akbar. I wish I had as many souls as the number of hair in my head to die all one after another for the sake of Allah. So when that king, he heard that, Caesar, he heard that, he says, there's no point of killing this guy. There's no point of killing this guy because that's what he wants. He wants to die. So he ordered him to be thrown in jail. They threw him in jail and then they said, okay, starve him. Starve him. So they starved him for days, and then they only served him alcohol and pork. Look, they served him alcohol and pork. in such circumstance, the guy is dying. Of course, he's allowed to eat and drink, you know, just so that he can survive. But he refused. He refused to eat and to drink, although it was permissible under such circumstance. So they asked him, why doesn't your religion allow that? He says, yes, my religion does allow this, but I do not want people like you to mock and ridicule people like us. I don't want people like you to ridicule and mock people like us. And he refused to eat. So they left him. And then they said, what should we do with this boy, with this guy? And he was young too. He was young, just like Yusuf alayhi salam. Very young man, you know, in his 20s, 30s, you know. So they said, well, why don't we try to tempt him? Man, subhanAllah, sometimes, you know, yes, the fitna is one of the trials of men, you know, women, one of the trials of men, the fitna of women. So they spoke to this lady, may Allah bless you all, this prostitute, and they told her, all we're trying to break him from inside. That's what they're trying to do, to break the man from inside. They said, you know, they told her, we don't want him to commit, you know, adultery. If you can get him only to kiss you, we have succeeded. So she said, don't worry. And she was very beautiful. She said, don't worry. So they brought her in, they locked the doors, she stripped off her clothes, and then she ran after him. She went after him. So that, imagine this man, just like, you know, Yusuf alayhi salam, away, young, slave, yani so many things that we mentioned. So this man is a prisoner, young, far away from his family. He's a stranger there, nobody knows him. So they brought in this woman. She stripped off her clothes, and then she tries to, you know, go to him. What did he do? He tried to cover his eyes. He tried to run away from her. Ma'ad Allah, just like what Yusuf was saying. Ma'ad Allah, innahu rabbi ahsana mathwaya. Ma'ad Allah, hasha lillah, hasha lillah. And then he was running, and then she's running after him, and then he's running, and then he's covering his eyes. He does not want to look, because looking is, you know, that just looking by itself, you could say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and open your eyes. And open your eyes, and you say, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah is not going to help you there, my man. Or say, a'udhu billah, a'udhu billah. Then you're opening your eyes and looking at her like this, and a'udhu billah. It's not going to help you much, right? You know, it's not going to. So he was trying to cover his eyes, not to look, no, not to look. And she's trying and trying and trying, but in vain. But in vain, my brothers and sisters, she went out. She couldn't, she went out. And then people were waiting outside telling her, did he do it? Did he fall in it? Did he do it? Just tell us, give us the great news. Did he do it? She says, Wallahi la adri. Wallahi la adri. A'untha ana am bashar. Wallahi la adri. A'adkhaltumuni ala basharin am adkhaltumuni ala hajar. She says, by Allah, I don't know. I don't know whether I'm a female or a male. She's wondering about herself now. She says, I don't know whether I'm a female or a male. I don't know whether you have brought me to see a man. Is he a man or is he from stone? Is he a rock? What is he? She says, I even don't know myself now. Am I a man or female? What am I? And then she says, I don't know whether he is a human being or he's from a rock, hajar. لا أدري أدخلتموني على بشر أم على حجر. Bashar means a man, يعني human being, or is he hajar? Is he from a rock? What is he? You know? So, my brothers and sisters, this is the fitna, subhanAllah. And sometimes we face this fitna as human beings, whether you're a man or a woman, maybe at work, maybe at school, you know, now with social media, people sending you messages, people sending you pictures, people sending you stuff, you know, and it's, subhanAllah, easy to fall into this temptation. But brothers and sisters, remember this beautiful hadith. I want to share it with you. Can I share it with you? Can I share with you this amazing, beautiful hadith? I'm sure you all know it, but this is just a reminder from me to you, inshallah. Can I share it with you, all of you, and brothers and sisters, those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook? Would you like me to share this beautiful hadith with you? Huh? Yalla, Layla Tayyim, Zakallah Khair. Now, who else? Yasmin, Yalla. These sick, okay, Bismillah, Thabit. يلا طيب. You know the hadith of those seven people that will be put under the shade of Allah, the day when there is no shade except the shade of Allah, right? There are seven people who will be put under the shade. Imagine people are naked, barefooted, hungry, thirsty, the sun on top of the heads. The sun will come on top of the heads as far as 1 mile. Whether the mile is the distance or whether the mile is something else, as the Sahaba, you know, they said, but the sun will be so close to the head that people will be sweating so much. The day of resurrection, we're talking about here. The day of resurrection, naked, barefooted, but nobody will care about nobody else. Nobody will care about anybody else. Men, women, you know, all there. Jinn, everybody's there. Naked, barefooted. They're waiting for Allah Azza wa Jal to come down. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will call seven categories to be put under His shade the day when there is no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَجْلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَى. Yes, Layla, but here's how the Prophet says it. رَجْلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَى ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. Look at this. Yes, but look at the hadith, what it says. The hadith says, رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَى. A man was called by a woman. Any woman? No. The Prophet says, he gives description. He says, ذَاتُ مَنْصِبُ وَجَمَالٍ. A woman with authority, with power and beauty. And beauty. Look at the weakness on top of the weakness. يعني, we men were already weak when it comes to women. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا. We men were already weak when it comes to women, you know. Whether she's, it doesn't matter. Okay, Nawal, don't get upset at me now, okay? Don't get upset at me. I mean, you know, like a man in jail for a long time, you know, young, يعني, خلاص, مسكين does not see anything, you know, young and أعزب and strong and full of energy, but, you know, so there's already that fitna. We're already weak when it comes to women. So on top of that, you know, this woman that calls him, she has power and she has beauty. Huh? Right? She has power and beauty. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to show you the scene here. You know, I'm trying to describe the scene just to show you how hard it must be, or it is. How hard it might be for this man, you know, that it's not easy to be put under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not a man who is called by some woman who's like, you know, he may say, oh no, thank you very much, Zakallah khair. No, she's not a man who's called by, يعني رجلٌ دعتهم رأى, is a man who's been called by a woman who has power. She's got money, she's got wealth, on top of that she's got beauty. Beautiful, right? Maybe if she wasn't beautiful, he may think about it. You know, Zakallah, you know, I'm all right. You know, but يعني, she's got beauty and she's got power. فقال, what did he say? He says, إني أخاف الله. He says, I fear Allah. Huh? I fear Allah. And this could happen both ways, but the Prophet here is talking about that fitna. You know, it is a fitna, it is a temptation, subhanAllah, for men. You know, it is that weakness for men. You know, okay, sisters, you're there. What is the weakness for women? What's women's weakness? Koko Murad. What is that witness for you know, the women's witness? What is it? Khadija Elizabeth Shingler, Nasima Ali, Humaira Tokar, Najwa, Mu'nisa, Iman. What's women's weakness? Men's weakness we know from the Prophet ﷺ. Chocolate. Come on, chocolate. What's man's weakness? And the Prophet said that. You know, the fitna. Fitna, you know, the women. Shopping and chocolate. Shopping and chocolate. We could include within inside of shopping gold. Maybe women's weakness is gold. Yeah, gifts. But her main weakness, emotional. Material things, yeah. Gold, isn't gold, you know, maybe women's weakness, every woman's weakness is gold. Huh? Their weakness, No, I'm talking about general, materialistically. You know, man's weakness we know. طيب. Man's weakness we know. طيب. Man's weakness we know. But for women's weakness, it's not gold. It is not gold, huh? He said chocolate. This is shopping. But I'm talking pretty things. Yeah, pretty things. Pretty things. It could be man pretty. There could be a pretty man. You know, if you like pretty things, man is a pretty diamond. Exactly. So when we talk about diamond, golds, yeah, I mean, these are gems. Women, this is their weakness. Their weakness is, like you said, maybe diamonds, gold, you know, beautiful watch, beautiful purse. Yeah, don't tell me that, huh? You can, if you tell me no, I don't like purses, I say, what kind of woman are you? I'm sorry. Huh? If you tell me I don't like purses, I say, I'm sorry, sister. Are you sure you're sister? Are you sure? Come on. You know, purses, especially like maybe some brand name purses, right? So this is everybody have their own weaknesses, subhanAllah. Not at all, not even that. You know, not purses that sister Coco Morad. Coco Morad, go back and check. See, I don't know if you love purses. Of course, you love purses. I'm just gonna say, go back and check. What are you gonna check? What? You know, of course, you love purses. Sparkling things, sparkly purses. Think we, aywa, gold definitely is not my okay. It's okay, but shoes, purses, weakness for a Gucci bag. Tayyib, khalas, brand name. So, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody has their own, you know, weaknesses. Men have their weaknesses and women have their weaknesses. So let's go back to Yusuf alayhi salam. Let's go back to Yusuf alayhi salam. All right. Let's go back to Yusuf alayhi salam. Look at the beauty. واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن أو عذاب أليم. So they rushed. He rushed. He tried to run away from her. Yusuf alayhi salam, he tried to run away from her, but she's going behind him. Ah, Yusuf, Yusuf, where are you going? Come. And then he says, no, ma'ad Allah, leave me alone, ma'ad Allah, leave me alone. And then she's going after him. Yusuf, I don't know what you call him. Yo, yeah, joke out of Yusuf, Yusuf. And she's running, running. And then she grabbed him from behind. She, you know, she held, she grabbed him from, you know, from his shirt. فاستبق الباب واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب. And who is there as he's trying to open the door? As he opened the door, her husband is there. I want to pause here. I want to pause here. I want to see the reaction, and please help me understand the reaction of this man. All right? I want to understand. Or I want you to help me understand the reaction of this husband. So the husband, you know, as he, Yusuf opened the door, and this lady, she's behind him, right? And then she held him from his shirt, from the back of his shirt. And he opened the door, and then her husband was there. Her husband is there. A proper husband, a real man, regardless of who's wrong and who's right, he's gonna take that guy and he'll do something. You know? Regardless, you know, what are you doing with my wife? What are you doing here in her chamber, in her room? واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن أو عذاب أليم. She says right away, she says, what would you do to a man who's trying to, you know, harass your wife, except that, you know, throw him in jail? She mentioned jail first. She mentioned jail first. Then adab, then a real punishment. She didn't tell him, you know, kill him. He says, throw him in jail. Somebody's trying to harass your wife. You know, in jail and punish him severely. Punish him severely. But she did not mention kill him. Why jail? Because of course she still has plans for Yusuf. She's not a quitter. She's not quitting. In jail, she can still go to him. In jail, she can still has access to him. We're not done, baby. Yo, baby, yo. Yo, baby, we're not done. We still have things happening. We still, there's still a plan here. You know, we're not done. So at least if he was to be thrown in jail rather than being killed, you know, we still can continue this. I still will have access to you. But something happened here. Something happened here. Yusuf is innocent. Yusuf is innocent. He said, قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَن نَفْسِي. Yusuf, you know, هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَن نَفْسِي. She's the one who sought to seduce me. She's the one. And I have proof. She's the one who tried to seduce me. What's your proof? Well, look at my shirt. The shirt was torn from the front or from the back. You see, this is you know, and I'm just looking again one more time. I'm just trying to understand the reaction of this husband. Regardless, you know, I don't want to hear nothing. I'm just going to take the guy and just kill the guy. What? I don't understand. But he was also a good man in a way that he wants to listen from both ends, from both sides. That's good, actually. He wants to listen from both sides. But in that moment, you would lose your mind. Your wife with a guy, with a man. I don't know. A regular man would go out of his mind. But Yusuf said, هِيَ رَوَدَتْنِ عَنْ نَفْسِي. She's the one who plotted the whole thing. She's the one who actually tried to seduce me. She sought to seduce me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ هِيَ رَوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And they brought a witness. Who's the witness? It was another four men. So all together, brothers and sisters, they were four. Yusuf, the wife, the husband, and the witness. The witness. Who is this witness? The king must have called the right hand side man, the man that he trusted the most. He says, "Help me with this." Maybe the qadi, maybe the judge. He had to call him because this man says, "My wife, she's the one who tried to seduce him, and my wife says throw him in jail. He's trying to, you know, harass me and attack me." So the man, the husband, lacking enough, you know, common sense, he says, okay, well, you know what, I cannot make judgment here. He called somebody who can, so he most probably called the judge, the shahid, the witness. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِن كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So the judge came, he says, okay, let's look at the shirt. So he's running, right? He's trying to escape. Let's look at the shirt. If the shirt is torn from the front, she is right and he's wrong. He's the liar. But if his shirt is torn from the back, she is lying and he's speaking the truth. What does that mean, the shirt torn from the front or the shirt torn from the back? Yeah, and if he's running and he's in the front and she's in the back. She's running after him. So if she was to pull him, she would pull him from the back, right? But if he is coming to her, and if he's the one attacking her, right? And she was to push him, she would pull his shirt from the front. And she would tell him, leave me alone. And she would push him from the front. So the shirt will be torn from the front. That means she is right and he is wrong. He is the liar. He is the one who's attacking, right? But if he is the one who's in the front, right, running, and she's the one behind him, you know, running after him, she will pull him from the back and his shirt will be torn from the back. So the judge or that witness says, let's look at the shirt. One more time, the shirt, brothers and sisters. The shirt came in, as I said in this story, three times. The first time when they threw him in the well, in that pit, right? And they removed his shirt and then they splashed some blood on that shirt. That's the first time talking about the shirt. The second time I'm talking about the shirt is when this lady, she tries to, you know, push him and she tries, in fact, to grab him. And then she torn his shirt from the back. So they looked at the shirt. And once they saw that the shirt is actually torn from the back, And then he says, فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرْ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنَّ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ Oh. Is this about all women? We cannot say that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the man says, when he saw the shirt being torn from the back, he says, it is from your plot. Indeed, you have a great plot. You're great plotters. You're great plotters. Inna kayda kunna azim. You are great plotters. Yani the women, you're great plotters. But does that apply on all women? No, we're not going to say, but the sisters, mashallah, the pious, righteous ones. But, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, inna kayda kunna azim. Yes, if a woman wants to plot something against you, my man, I tell you, run and run for your life. May Allah save us from all the plotting. May Allah save us from all the plotting, from the ins and the jinn. From all the plotting. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, inna kayda kunna azim. You know, inna kayda kunna azim. Indeed, you have plot. You're the one who plotted the whole thing, and your plot, you are great plotters. And then the man says, look what he said. The husband now. The husband. This is why I want to understand, or you help me understand the reaction of this man. He said, يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين. He says, Yusuf, all right, Yusuf, turn away from this. Forget it. Yusuf, forget it. Just be quiet, forget it. You know, and you, استغفري لذنبك. You, my wife, seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness. إنك كنت من الخاطئين. Indeed, you did something wrong. So seek forgiveness, and that's it. That's it. خلاص, that's it. إيش? That's it. What's that said? يعني we're done? Yes, we're done. Your wife, يعني she get to go. بلاش يعني, في سبيل الله, free, free of punishment, free of charge, and Yusuf. Yusuf, just forget it. يعني خلاص يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفر لي ذنبك سلام عليكم. And he left. That's it. What kind of husband is this? Huh? Why did he do that, sisters and brothers? Huh? The husband is Aziz Masr. Aziz Masr. The Aziz of Masr. The minister of finance, most likely. Aziz Masr. The wife, we don't know her name, but from the Isra'iliyyah, they say her name is Zulaykha. Wallahu a'lam. Wallahu a'lam. But why do you think the husband did what he did? The honor? Honor? Yes. The social prestige? The status? The honor? Because he is the minister, or the Aziz of Masr, the king, you know, the Aziz, not the king later on, but this is the Aziz, the one right under the king. Very powerful. So, because the social prestige will come in first, right? That's his status, his honor. I know. Well, no honor. I wouldn't say honor, because if he had honor, he wouldn't do that. It's not the honor. It is the status more. It is the social prestige. You know, if he had honor, he would not be doing that. If he had honor, he wouldn't be doing that. He wouldn't just go, your wife, you know, well, okay, come, you and I, let's talk about this. You know, and then have a talk with the wife. Are you going to be with her? This wife, she's trying to, you know, not only cheat on you. She's trying to do something haram inside your own bedroom with your slave, with the guy that you bought. He's your slave. And it's not like with the king or another minister, with the driver, with the chauffeur, with the slave, with the maid. Where? In your chamber, in your house, in your chamber. Just seek your forgiveness, say astaghfirullah, and then move on. Are we going to end here? Yeah. You know? So, think about it. Brothers and sisters, it didn't end there. Because there's something really interesting that happened. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين. And then women, some women in the street, people, women, women out there, niswatun fil madina, women in the town, they start, the secret has been divulged, and women are talking. What are they saying? They're saying, oh, the wife of the minister, the wife of the minister, she fell in love, with her maid, with her servant. She fell in love with her servant. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. Violently, she fell in love with him. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Indeed, she's astray. Indeed, she's astray. Rumors were spread. So initially, there were only four people, right? Yusuf, the woman, the king, and the witness. And the witness. But how women out there in town heard about what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam and the woman? How did the news spread out? Because the king told Yusuf, leave this. Be quiet, don't talk about it. And then he told his wife, I'm sure the wife is not going to go out there and say, you know what I tried to do with Yusuf? Hey, let me tell you. No, she's not going to do that. The king, the minister, of course, is not going to do that. And the witness himself is very close to the king. I don't think he's going to do that. Yusuf, he does not know anybody. He's not going to go talk to women out there, women of town, what the wife she's tried to do. He's not going to do that. So how? Rumors spread in the palace. How? Brothers and sisters, my take on this is most likely the maids that work in the palace. Most likely the maids that work in the palace are the ones who actually, subhanallah, spread the news. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. Maids start talking to one another, and may talk to another, and may talk to another, and may talk to another, and then the news got spread out. The workers, most likely, yes, got spread the news, most likely. Women. Why men? Men didn't talk. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. And women said. Allah did not say men said. Allah said women said. So the rumors were said. Something really interesting here. Something really interesting. Brothers and sisters, let me give you a little bit of Arabic. It's a beauty. It's a beauty. It is the beauty. A little bit of Arabic. This is an Arabic course on the go. An Arabic course on the go. In Arabic we say rajul, one man, rajul, one man, and then the plural of rajul is rijal. You see, rajul, rijal. Okay, you're ready for this, brothers and sisters. This is a little bit. It's a beauty. This Arabic, free Arabic on the go, right? Free Arabic on the go. Are you guys ready for this beauty? Just to see, look at the difference between men and women. the difference between men and women. So, are you ready? Guys, girls, brothers and sisters. All right, you're ready, right? You're ready to listen to this beauty I'm about to share with you here about this man and women, right? In Arabic, rajul means man. The plural of that is rijal. Rijal, right? Rijal. And then for women in Arabic, we say imra'ah. Imra'ah. But the plural of imra'ah, nisa or niswa. Look, there's no relationship whatsoever. Subhanallah. Rajul, rijal. Easy. Rajul, man, rijal. Man. Plural, rajul, rijal. But for women, we say imra'ah, one woman, imra'ah. And the plural of that is nisa' or niswa. There's no relationship between imra'ah and nisa', whereas rajul, rijal. You see, even in the name, women has a problem. Astaghfirullah. No, no, please don't hit me. I'm just saying something beautiful in Arabic, you know. Like, you know, Rajul, Rajulan, Rijal. Rajul, one man. Rajulan, two men. Rijal, many men. Many men. Imra'a, one woman. Imra'atan, two women. And Nisa, Nisa, where this Nisa came from? Where Nisa came from? Just the name of it, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Just the name of women in itself is amazing, right? Rajul, we there is a course, you know, that we offer in Al Maghrib, you know, called for it's all about women, A to Z. You know, women A to Z, right? Women A to Z, they call it complicated. They call it complicated. And I said, I should create a course about men, call it simple. Simple. Right? So there's a course called complicated about women, mashallah. And for men, simple. We're simple. We're on Allah. يعني على باب الله. We're okay. رجل رجلان رجال امرأة امرأتان نساء. Mashallah. Exactly. Special. Even with the name is special. So my brothers and sisters, mashallah, لا قوة إلا بالله. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وقال نسوة في المدينة. And women said in town. Women started talking. You know, about what happened, you know, the rumors, where did they hear the rumors from? Most likely, we said the workers, you know, they heard it from the workers. And the wife of the minister, she heard. She heard about what they were saying. So she says, okay, I'm going to do something to prove to them, you know, why I did what I did. You know, what I had to do. Why I did what I did. Why I sought to seduce Yusuf. So she called a banquet. She called a banquet and then she invited those women. And here you will witness and you will see something amazing, brothers and sisters. You will, but I'm sure you heard the story and I'm sure you know about the story, but I'm going to explain some things maybe you've never heard before. I'm going to explain few things you've never heard before about when she called them and she had that banquet. What did she do? What did they do? The conversation between Yusuf and them. Because not only the wife of the minister of Egypt now is trying to seduce Yusuf, but also those women. Imagine not only one guy, you know, one man, women. There's so many women and one man. This is the top of temptations. Yani, not only one temptation, too many temptations. And all these women, beautiful, not beautiful. You know, there's so many women. So what can happen? My brothers and sisters, we'll talk about this, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. Tomorrow, we will carry on the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam. Something, some explanation, some stuff that, inshallah ta'ala, you will never, maybe you've never heard before. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, it's all about lessons. Lessons from the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam. Today, inshallah, will be episode number 24 and session number 7, just talking about lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. This is all about the stories of the prophets. The stories of the prophets, and we're still about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So my brothers and sisters, barakallahu feekum. Thank you for joining. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you all for being here. I had a great time with all of you, you know, being here. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Yes, it has to be a cliffhanger. We had to leave it there, right? We had to leave it there because something else will happen to Yusuf alayhi salam when he will be thrown in jail. What's going to happen in jail? How do people in jail will go to Yusuf to tell him, oh, Yusuf, interpret the dream to us? How would they know that Yusuf interpret dreams anyways? How would they know that Yusuf never told them that he interpreted dreams? He didn't tell them. How would these people, you know, in jail will tell Yusuf, Yusuf, can you interpret these dreams for us? How? We will talk about that as well tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you for joining. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you, Mu'nisa. Thank you, Yashmin. Thank you, Layla. Thank you, Sumayya. Thank you, Khadija, Kamran, Dick, SK, Asma, Naseema, Najwa, Naeem. Thank you, Instagram. Thank you, Facebook. Barakallahu feekum. Zakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you all. I hope to see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. All right? Hope to see you all tomorrow, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khair. If you have any quick question, I can answer it. A quick one, inshallah. If not, thank you again. Thank you, Lola Robe. Thank you for joining. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Thanks a lot. Assalamu alaikum. Share. These things will be saved. Those of you who've come in late, they will be saved. You know, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Please share lectures with your loved ones, inshallah. Thank you again. Yalla. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Thank you, Ashraf. Thank you, Humaira. Assalamu alaikum.